Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jim, your daughter just said that my underwear are horrible. That is not good for my self-esteem.
Since when is she my daughter all of a sudden?
Dad, Mom is a nightmare. A horrible, low-class nightmare.
Why can't you be loyal to me? She's going to go off to college. I will be the one here when you're old and feeble.
I just want to eat some meat. The meat is ready. Dinner is served. I was watching Worldwide Wrestling very peacefully just moments ago.
I love how movies are set in the early 80s, and that's ancient times for a lot of people. Well, it is for us, but it's for new people. This movie's set in 1982. It's called Permanent. We got Rainn Wilson on with us. Hey, Rainn, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Big fans, by the way. I want, real quickly, we talked to you right when Backstrom was coming out, and I liked the show. I thought it was very funny. I thought you were great in it. And I know it's about a rating situation like that, but do you think you got a fair shot?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, the numbers that we had at Backstrom were the same as a lot of numbers that are still on the air.
Yeah.
It's kind of, there's a decline in viewership because of so many streaming services. I think we should still be on the air. It was a great show, and Hart Hansen, who created Bones, he's a great showrunner, and it was doing well internationally, and I think it would have been terrific.
Yeah, I was bummed. I was bummed
really
too.
Bummed about that.
I was bummed too. I mean, granted, because it was a really good show, and I thought it was a great premise, and you know, and you in that situation, I thought made it. So I'm sorry to hear that, but your career continues.
You run in the Hollywood circles more than we do. Why do networks commit to shows that seem to be like not as good as Backstrom?
You know, that is an, if I could answer that question, oh my God, I have no idea. You know, how and why creative decisions get made in Hollywood is really beyond me. You know, fortunately, there's a lot of, you know, because of these streaming services, there's a lot of great alternatives and kind of more creative risks being taken and some great shows and great entertainment.
Yeah, which allows you to do movies like this.
Yeah. Give us a quick synopsis of the movie Permanent.
Yeah, so Permanent is a family comedy, coming-of-age comedy, set in 1982 when everyone had bad hair. What was your guys' hair like?
I was in college in 82, so I started to get, I had a mustache.
Mullet.
Yeah, the mullet was coming in. It was, I had the bi-level haircut for sure. It was right across the ears, straight back, and it went down, but the back wasn't quite as long. In mid 80s, it got longer in the back.
I was working on a mullet. On my way to a mullet.
Now, you're a little younger than us, but you were probably in high school in 82, so, what kind of hair did you have in 82?
It was, you know, it was kind of a remnant of the late 70s.
Got it.
It was a little bit Sean Cassidy, like it had to be feathered.
Oh, yeah.
Than
oh,
the middle,
oh, no, my hair was. That was exactly what I looked like. Yeah. Feathered, blow in the middle, blow dried, and and feathered, exactly.
A version of the Shag.
Yeah.
But you play a dad in 82, so you just look like you do now, right?
Well, no, I had to shave my head in this movie.
Oh, really?
One of the most unfortunate things that's ever happened. I had to shave my head and had a toupee on for most of the movie. And it's with Patricia Arquette, who's just fabulous.
She's great.
Fantastic actress and great human being. And it's a really heartwarming comedy. And it's great counter-programming to Star Wars that comes out the same night.
Yeah.
So if you... I know.
That's
okay. It's, Once you've seen Star Wars, once everyone in the world has seen Star Wars, then they're gonna hunger for a different kind of movie.
Yeah.
And then they'll go the next day and they'll go see Permanent.
Now, is Permanent, you think Permanent's out there because it's a different thing, or did they choose the weekend of Star Wars?
Yeah, just as a little counter programming.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there's going to be a few people. There's going to be a few dozen people that don't want to see laser gun fights. And
yeah, of course there are. Yeah.
Want to see, you know, a family comedy that's a little quirky. And so I think the good folks at Magnolia Pictures put us out on that same weekend.
All right. Now, do you want to see the laser gun fight?
I do.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. In fact, I wish that we had laser guns
in Permanent.
It would have everything.
Rainn Wilson.
Bad haircut.
You mentioned bad haircuts. Can you play the drums? Because The Rocker's a funny movie. Can you play the drums?
I can. I'm not great.
All right.
But I can muddle my way through the drums pretty good.
Now,
yeah, but I learned to play for that movie.
I was going to say, because, you know, we all watch That Thing You Do, and those guys learn to play the actual song. Could that band in The Rocker play the song?
No.
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 How many man hours do you figure you put in?
We faked it pretty well.
You did fake it pretty well.
We could fake it pretty well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
No, we couldn't actually play the music.
Okay,
we never claimed to.
This is a tough question, I'm sure, but I had to throw it out there because, you know, everybody in this room just adored The Office. What is your favorite episode?
My favorite episode?
Of The Office.
I would say, I have so many, but one of my very favorites is one called Money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was season 4 or 5. It was one of those longer episodes. And it's where Dwight takes Jim and Pam out to his bread and breakfast.
Yeah.
Bed and breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Moe's chases the car down and reads them a Harry Potter in their bed. And it's a really weird and wonderful episode.
I just saw that
our sports
one,
guy,
that kills.
He just saw that when he said.
I'm so glad you said that.
He
one,
just saw
man.
He's watching it. It's on Netflix right now.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, Office on Netflix now. Rainn Wilson, the movie's called Permanent.
Yeah, but that's what...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the Office lives on, man.
Yeah.
Now it's like more popular than ever. It's like the number one comedy on Netflix, and everyone is watching it. And all these kids are growing up watching it, too. So it's great.
It's great. On. Yeah. When shows like, I watched it in real time all those years. I watched it every season in real time. So now that I watched it all, although I will watch reruns, it's almost sad because people can discover it for the first time. And, you know, we've already seen it. So that's
so,
you know,
good. Well, that's good. We discovered a lot.
I talked to so many kids who have said, like, I've seen every episode 17 times.
Man.
And I'm like, you need to seriously get a life. That is terrible.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That is a terrible use of your time.
Is there a downside to being part of a cult classic like that?
Well, you know, certainly it's, you know, everyone knows me as Dwight.
Right.
So it's kind of like I was, you know, I played 100 different roles before I ever got cast as Dwight.
Right.
And that's kind of what I'm known for. So there's a certain challenge there. But at the same time, like, it bought me a house and it's gotten me recognition and opened up a ton of doors. So
yeah.
I'm super grateful for it. Plus, it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Yes, that's for sure. Rainn Wilson with us. The movie is called Permanent. It's this weekend up against Star Wars, but it's a whole different movie. It's a slice of life thing from the early 80s. You're a dad, and Patricia Arquette's the mom, I take it, right?
Yes.
And our producer.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, watched the preview. And your head's shaved, and you have a toupee. So okay, when we see this, does it look like a toupee, or does it look like your real hair?
You know,
real hair.
They walked a very fine line. It's not a bad toupee, but it's not a good toupee either. So it's right in that middle ground of like, oh, it could kind of be his hair, but it's not really his hair.
Also, want to compliment you real quickly, Rainn. We follow you on Twitter, and we're like-minded politically, and I like all the stuff you do on Twitter, so thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
All
thanks
right.
so much.
All right. Thanks, Rainn. Appreciate it.
Did the hair grow back?
Appreciate it. The hair grew back.
All right.
It did.
There you go. Everybody's worried
Thank
about
God.
That.
Know,
when everybody right. shaves their head, everybody's worried about it growing back.
Well, did it grow back the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, he's got a mullet now, right?
It grew back even better. All I think you guys should all shave your head.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Rain. See you, man. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Thank you.
That ain't going to happen, but Rain. Rain Wilson from the Office, of course. The show's called Permanent. The movie, I should say. It starts this weekend.
Well, that's the same thing that Will Forte told us when he had to shave his eyebrows for...
Well, that's different, because eyebrows sometimes don't grow back.
He said
well.
His came back, you know, fuller
bushier,
than before.
Bushier.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women will pluck their eyes. It's plucking, though, and sometimes they don't grow back. I know my grandmother, who passed years ago, she basically had... They were penned in her later in life, because she plucked them. I mean, they plucked them so much back in the day, 50s and 60s.
Just little plucked thin lines.
Yeah, little thin lines anyway.
Was this
right?
The grandma of the grandma's ham salad?
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's it, baby.
No eyebrows and couldn't hang on to a Band-Aid.
Yeah. In the morning. It's not grandma's ham salad. It's grandma's Band-Aid salad.
Band-Aid salad. In a ham salad, right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.